Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. When I was at the Heaven and Business Conference, the third day, Bob and I gave a lunch presentation. The second day, I was praying with my friend Jennifer over the Holy Spirit activation time, where we just prayed over people and invited the Holy Spirit to be at work. And so the first day was really the only lunch where there was kind of time of fellowship. And I thought it was very creative what the team decided to do. So rather than sort of breaking up at random, they suggested that we break up by geographical region. And so here is the table for Virginia, here's the table for Florida, here's the table for California, and so on. Mostly because the organizers felt like there is so much that is happening, and we want to see if we can get some regional cross-pollination. So I went to my table where I was expected to be, and I had one of my beautiful clients sitting there. And then there was another woman that I had met at a different Heaven and Business event before. And we ended up being the only three to sit there throughout the entire lunch. And so I was really in practice at that point, trying to hear from the Lord, where am I supposed to be? Move me where I'm supposed to be. And I don't remember now if I specifically asked the Lord, Lord, is this the right table for me to sit in or sit at? And I suspect that because I didn't have a strong impression to be somewhere else, it probably was where I was supposed to sit. And so I was sitting there, and the woman that I had met at an event last year is an intercessor. She's a feisty intercessor. It's awesome. And I love my client that I was sitting with. So I would have thought that I would have been kind of at peace, like, okay, this is where you're supposed to be. Good job. And instead, I was like, okay, I'm feeling agitated. Why am I agitated? And I couldn't figure it out for a while. I was like, okay, is it that one woman is just talking a whole lot and kind of dominating the conversation and I want to talk more? And that's possible. I know at one point my client asked me a question and then I talked for a while and was like, oh, I feel so much better now. Hopefully that isn't a boastful thing or like I'm just stuck on myself. It could be. I mean, it could be the Lord is working with me in that. But I realized afterwards, or I should say, I realized about 30 minutes in, that I had pretty much said nothing because I was steadily eating my way through my meal. I was kind of like, I must get more calories into me. I must get more calories into me. And once I had eaten, it was almost like my brain decompressed and I could think again. And I thought, wow, Lord, I suspect that sometimes agitation comes because you want me to move. That sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm just not in the right place. But sometimes I bet I feel agitated because I'm hungry or I'm grumpy because I need a nap or there's actual regular bodily issues that need to be dealt with in order to be at a place of peace. But that doesn't mean that there is something spiritually wrong. And so this is, I guess, part of my invitation, I think, in the next season is to start to recognize, if I'm feeling upset or off a little bit, why is that? Is it because I'm in the wrong place and the Holy Spirit wants to move me somewhere else? Okay, well then, Lord, you need to make that clear. Lord, is it that I'm hungry and I've been pouring out energetically and actually just need to refuel for a while in order to allow my body to be like, okay, you now have what you need in order to be able to continue on? That is definitely possible. Is it also possible that I'm wrestling with some kind of a problem and I haven't reached solution yet? And so there isn't that sense of, ah, there it is. But it's not because I'm doing anything wrong. It's just because I'm in process. All of these are interesting questions. I don't know if I've ever really thought about them. After I returned, there was a day where I was down walking and praying. And I thought, Lord, I don't necessarily feel like anything is wrong. I just would never say, oh, I'm bursting with health right now. So what's that about? And as I thought about it, I realized, you know, I wonder if there's a little bit of a low-level sickness that is not entirely in full bloom. But I know my husband had said on a few days before that he just kind of had an upset stomach. So I thought, I bet I need to up my vitamin C content. And then I also realized it had been days, if not weeks, that most of the weather had been dark and gloomy and rainy. And the times that I had made it outside were usually late in the day after the sun had gone down or was on its way down. And so where I was walking was in the shadows. And I thought, oh, vitamin D is actually a basic building block for life. And so if I'm not getting vitamin D and if I'm not taking some kind of a supplement, that's a problem. I need to actually address that. And so I did. And I went back up to the house and I took my vitamin C and I took my vitamin D. And for me, when I woke up the next morning, I thought, oh, I maybe still wouldn't quite say that I'm bursting with health, but I definitely feel like I'm on my way where instead of just feeling completely depleted, I feel like, oh, everything just feels like it's working a little bit better in my system. And so is that something that I need to take every day? Perhaps. Or perhaps it's just a reminder from the Lord. Check in with your body. Do you feel like you are full of vitality or is something a little bit off? And so, yeah, Lord, I just thank you that you reach out to us. And if we pause, that you do speak to us. And Lord, I can also say thank you that while I was sitting there with these two precious women, that I didn't all of a sudden freak out and say, oh my goodness, I have to leave. I'm sorry. Goodbye. Maybe run and sit in my car or something. But instead, I was able to sit there and listen to what you were doing in my state and continue to eat. So I was replenishing until I was replenished. So Lord, I thank you for, I guess I could say even that is growth, because at times I think I would be more in the scream and flee category. And so Lord, I ask that you would continue to give us discernment on how we walk out our days with you. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.